This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plagans, tell us what kind of series we should expect with the Maple Leafs.
Well, if we're looking at it just from the broadest scope possible, Paul Maurice has mentioned it a couple of times here lately that there are a lot of similarities between the opponent that the Panthers just saw in the Tampa Bay Lightning and what they're going to be looking at here with Toronto in terms of a team that likes to stretch it out in their game. They like to try and get up the ice quickly. They have really elite offensive players. We know that with the Tampa Bay Lightning. The same is true for Toronto. The Leafs' power play is very dangerous, where I think that maybe we didn't realize it as much before the playoffs, or maybe I just didn't think about it as much because we were so focused on the matchup with Tampa Bay. But you compare the two lineups and where there is a bit of a difference, I do think that Toronto's, the bottom half of their lineup, their depth runs a little bit deeper than what Tampa Bay had. Now, the Lightning went into that series in the first round with at least one key injury up front, and they didn't quite have the same amount of depth. But Toronto's bottom couple of lines, as far as the forwards go, it's a deeper group overall than Tampa Bay had. Defensively, I'd still give the Panthers the nod, especially with Aaron Ekblad eligible to come back for game two in terms of the overall personnel, but this Toronto 1-6 defensively is very good as well. Then you have all the storylines too with the familiar faces. Three guys from last year's Stanley Cup team over on the other side with Toronto now. When you look at the goaltender Anthony Stolarz, and he's obviously expected to be the man in net for Toronto during the series. And now he doesn't quite have the same firm hold on the position that, say, Sergei Bobrovsky does with the Panthers, where Bobrovsky is the Panthers have a really capable backup in Vitek Vanacek, but Sergei Bobrovsky is the number one. Anthony Stolarz and Joseph Woll, they split the time pretty evenly during the season. Stolarz did miss some time with an injury, so Joseph Woll, the other option in net for Toronto, actually did play more games during the regular season. But Anthony Stolarz has been the man they've leaned on since the playoffs have started. And then obviously Oliver Ekman-Larsson as well, a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs now. So there are the familiar faces there. Overall should be a really tight series. I don't expect there to be much open ice. I think you have two really veteran head coaches, both of whom have won Stanley Cups in their career, that know how to coach in big games, that know how to approach these kind of situations. I think this is going to be a really tightly played series and should be a lot of fun. Hockey fans are in for a big treat. Just the general hockey fans in for a big treat here in this second round, because all these matchups that we have in round two are heavyweight matchups.
And Doug, does it matter that a great coach like Paul Maurice knows Stolarz as well as he does, and the players know him as well as they do playing with him, and maybe know some more weaknesses, or can you just get that off film?
Now, one of the Toronto reporters actually asked Carter Verhaeghe about that specifically this morning. And, you know, kind of, he kind of said, you know, you get into a game and, you know, the game's kind of just going to unfold. You're not necessarily thinking about, you know, what am I going to do in this situation if you have the puck right in front of Anthony Stolarz. At the end of the day, these are all NHL goaltenders, and they're all playing in the second round of the playoffs for a reason. You know, it's going to be a matter of execution. And like I said, these are all goaltenders who are playing on top of their game. I think, no doubt, I'd imagine, without having even spoken to him, I'm sure that this is a series that Anthony Stolarz, and I'm sure, like I said, all those ex-Panthers on the other side are really looking forward to playing. But, you know, maybe you can use some of that stuff. Obviously, practicing with a guy for a year, maybe there are some things that that players would potentially think about. But again, the game moves so fast, you're just looking at trying to generate the best scoring chances you can.
You have anything good to eat up in Toronto?
Well, funny you mentioned that. I was on with our old friend Alex Dono late last week, and we talked about a similar thing. But I got to tell you that our website reporter and fine contributor on our broadcasts, Jameson Olive, and I, we go to a Chipotle here in Toronto every time we're here. And a lot of folks might think, wow, you're going all the way to another country to go to a Chipotle. Well, the reason is the Panthers are 6-0 when we go to Chipotle after morning skate. So that's not something we can fiddle with. So we went to Chipotle today because the Panthers are a perfect 6-0 when we go to this Chipotle in Toronto. Now, that being said, we've discussed it. You know, should the Panthers at some point not get the desired outcome after we go to this Chipotle, the leash is short. We will not hesitate to give Chipotle the hook. But for the sake of the record, the streak, we went to Chipotle again today.
Well, that's the inside info I needed, if you understand what I'm saying. I know. I'm with you. And so if it doesn't work out in our favor, and let's hope it does, what do you have in mind? Tim Hortons?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, there are plenty of those. I think anytime you go to Tim Hortons up here, you could probably look out the window and see the next closest Tim Hortons. So there are always a lot. I actually went already to Tim Hortons today. So that's always an option.
What'd you have?
I just got a nice coffee and a few Timbits. Nothing crazy. Didn't try to reinvent the wheel today. But
maple glazed, huh? Because the maple glaze, that's top.
I do like that one, but they don't make those in a Timbit form, at least not right now.
Correct.
But they don't have any special limited edition flavor Timbits going right now. It's kind of just the usual ones. But just had a nice iced coffee and a few Timbits, and maybe there's some shawarma options around. Maybe that would come into play as a backup. There's another place here locally. It's an institution, apparently a cash only operation. It's a burger place. They've got Greek food too. It's called Square Boy, and it's like 15-20 minutes away from where I am right now. But our friends over on Sirius XM NHL Radio always talk about it. So I mentioned to one of the guys there that at some point during this series, we're going to have to go check out Square Boy, because I can't keep listening to you guys talk about it all the time without buying it. I'm so intrigued now. So I think I'm going to fit that in tomorrow.
About High's Steakhouse. You been to High's in Toronto?
I feel like I've been to a High's at somewhere in Canada, but not here in Toronto. I went to the Keg last night. That's an institution up here. It's a chain all across Canada. I try to hit the Keg every time we go to a market that has one. So went to the Keg and had a steak last night.
Did you say, Doug, there's a cash-only place up there? They don't take cards?
Well, this place that I'm talking about, apparently it's a cash-only operation, so I'm going to have to hit the currency exchange before we go over there.
Yeah, Doug, that sounds sketchy. And the only other person I know cash only, his name's Lester. He has braids.
There is a place down the street from me on Palmetto Park Road here in Boca that is cash only. It's a restaurant. It is cash only. And they've got an ATM in there if you want to take cash out because you don't have cash on you. God bless someone who can run a business in 2025 and still keep it cash only.
Is that not sketchy?
That's badass.
I feel like you couldn't start a business in 2025 and make it cash only. The reason it works cash only is because it was cash only 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago, and it's had so much success that it's carried on, and it's part of the mystique.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.